This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On the fourth floor of the Toronto Reference Library, 36 strangers from all walks of life gather in a boardroom overlooking the foliage of the Don Valley to participate in a death cafe. Death cafes are a global phenomenon that exists to give people a safe space to talk about death with strangers. On Monday, June 26th, the second Death Cafe by the Toronto Public Library was held. With the overarching topic of death, participants are encouraged to speak their minds and explore the macabre. The participants are split into smaller groups and during a short intermission are encouraged to move into a new group. This is to encourage new conversation and topic changes. After the cafe finished, some lingered to finish up any loose ends of conversation before parting ways. Starting in 2011 by John Underwood from the United Kingdom as a pop-up event in his home, has grown into a massive global franchise with over 16,000 cafes in over 85 countries. Monday's event was facilitated by two death doulas and coordinated by the senior service specialist at Toronto Public Library. A death or end-of-life doula is someone who helps those who are at the end of their lives transition and help those who are dying through holistic and emotional support. The cafes have been in Toronto for a while now. They're hosted in the west end of the city by Linda Hochester, who has hosted over 20 death cafes. Vanessa Sparks, the senior services specialist, says that while death cafes have been held in Toronto for a while, it is only recently that they have come to public libraries.
Public libraries are one of the last remaining spaces where anybody is welcome and you can spend time there for free and you can spend your time as you'd like to spend it. That could be alone or it could be with connecting with other people in a program or just sitting at a table with someone or, you know, whatever. And I think that in that way, it's an environment that suits the Death Cafe.
Sparks says that with the pandemic, death was put into the forefront of everyone's lives, where before it was more hidden. This is a sentiment that is shared with Sarah Farr, a facilitator and death doula at the cafe. Farr says that in modern society, death is not typically visible and has been medicalized and pushed away from the public consciousness.
You can argue good or bad, medicalization and pushing it away. And I think now people are seeing, that model hasn't come in line with what the needs are now, where people are looking for sort of more.
Sparks and Farr found the cafe to be a success. Throughout the evening, both doulas would go around to help any tables pick up the conversation, were it to ever lull. Neither had to do that. Ruth McKay, the other death doula, says,
and really, you could see tonight 2 hours, 36 people, and the conversation never flagged. I mean, it's as if people have this sort of pent up, interest in having these conversations, but just no place to have them.
One of the tables had Sparks at it. Despite coordinating all the cafes so far, Mondays was her first time ever attending one as a participant.
I would say as a participant, I was surprised by the kind of variety of perspectives and views that you get and the sort of immediate intimacy that develops between just a group of strangers who are talking about a topic that is traditionally maybe a bit taboo, that carries stigma, that's hard to kind of voice. And maybe with people who you know, your family or your friends. And so in that way, I found it really, I don't want to say, it was a pleasure to discuss this topic.
Sparks says that the turnout and reception to the first two have been high. She says that there's a chance for the cafe to continue after the first run is over, as there are none planned for after July.
So we decided we would test it out and see how people responded to them, how the facilitators felt the library setting worked for them, and then we'll assess from there. And I think that there'll be more in the future. There's none scheduled after July, but I think it's fair to say there might be.
The next cafe is scheduled for July 15th at the Agincourt branch of the Toronto Public Library.